Okay, we're just again still walking around this Kidwell. No, whatever was it called? Not Kidwell. Idwell Lake. Lots of flows. And so, yeah, it was. It's like a beach. It goes straight down into the lake. Now I've got to do a splashy sound. There's the lake. The beach goes straight into the lake.
What? Before you've gone in
there. No. There you go. And it's a very clear lake, apparently. You reckon there's trout in there then, did you say?
Yeah. Actually, what's that? Look at the circle. You just missed it. Yeah.
Sorry, what did you say these mountains were then? So there's... Trevan and then...
Egan. Glidavac, Glidavower.
Yeah.
No, no, sorry, Trevan, Egribin.
Yeah, Egribin.
Glidavac, Glidavower.
Yeah.
Devil's Kitchen, it's not a mountain, it's a feature.
Yeah.
Egan to our right.
Awesome. So this Devil's Kitchen just is boulders spewn out between two faults. I am reliably informed, I can't say that I got the information myself. Between the last 5 minutes, informed by a tour guide. You'll be doing that one day, I reckon.
I'm not very good at accuracy of features and stuff.
Oh. It's more than most of us know, isn't it?
Be a pool park, but...
Yeah. So we're just coming to the end of this beach area, as you could call it, and we've got to go through a gate, so I will... stop now. So now I'm at the top above this lake. What's it called? The lake Idwell, that's it, up the top of that. So how high? I'm sat on this rock, having climbed up and over lots of rock. So yeah, it feels high, and I'm kind of, I presume if I just leant a little bit over here, well, I'd tumble down for some way and be dead. But yeah, so we're just surrounded by all these mountains again, and thanks to these boys. Oh yeah, can hear it going down a bit. That sounds high enough. But yeah, and you can just see the lake Kidwell down. You can see, well, can almost see the whole of it, can't you, I suppose? Can you, or? Yeah.
Yeah, you can see the whole of the lake.
Yeah,
and the beach looks tiny at the far end.
Yeah, of course, that's the far end, isn't it?
And you can see the end of Lyn Llewellyn.
Yeah.
Lake by our Green Cottage.
Oh yeah, oh really, yeah, yeah. It's just amazing. I wish, I'd say I couldn't record it. I'm going to get the surround sound in a minute. But yeah, that's where we are, so that's going to finish it for now, and I shall come back in a bit.
I want to do from drum this way.
Recording.
Okay. Just finishing our little walk.
No
we'll
way.
Back at the car now.
Go up up onto Crib Gog from... Clambeau's Pass, must be Jake, after doing
talking
all
to a lad who's just, whose son's doing 14 peaks
in a day.
So did they do that in a day then, the 14 peaks?
Yeah, 17 hours to do.
You can. 4:45 they started this morning.
So if they're 4:45, they'll be on the same schedule as us, we did it.
And they were down back in Nantperis by 9.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit late, we're 8, I think. So.
Yeah.
We did it in 17, so it's probably close, 17 to 20. That's good.
Are you all local or?
Yes. I used to climb. I've done 10 of the 14 peaks, but no longer.
So now you just...
We've been brought up with them. You know, this is my favourite.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Superb. Difference every time as well.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Awesome.
Now, how do you pronounce it as a local?
Trevan.
Yeah.
Trevan with a TH.
With a soft F.
Oh,
in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Trevan.
Oh. Brilliant. Well, I might as well go for more now then. So, Glidders. Glidder, is it Vac and Vower?
Glyddervach. Glyddervach isn't one of the 14, is it?
No.
Glyddervach. Glyddervawr.
Vower.
Vower,
okay.
Yeah.
Egan.
Egan. Caned Vower. Caned Llywelyn. Caned Babys.
Yeah.
And there's a new one now, the Gwen Llian, isn't there?
Yes.
Which has just been registered. They've decided it's just over 3,000 feet.
how
that works, I don't know.
Ellen, where you have to go down and back again, don't you?
Right.
So that's a nuisance.